Well, the final day of practice has ended here at Ladd People Stadium, and to break it all down for us, the risers and sliders here in day three, DraftInsider.net's Tony Pauline. Tony, you talked about the quarterbacks, Garrett Grayson, a guy that you feel has done well today.
Absolutely. He's got the best physical skills of any quarterback here. He can get the ball down the field. Showed good when they were running, when they were throwing those corner routes. Put air into the passes, let his receivers have a chance to catch the ball, good pass placement. You know, it'll... We want to see what he does during the game time, you know, when he's got the rushers coming down on him, when he has to make those reads. This was set up perfectly for Grayson's skills, and he's done well. I think they say the game doesn't matter, which is usually true, but I think in Garrett Grayson's case, scouts are going to pay particular close concentration on how he reads the defenses and the decisions that he makes.
A pair of tight ends, one on each side of the field. You've got Clive Wofford, Nick Boyle out of Delaware, two guys that you feel like stood out today.
Yeah, I think Clive Wofford has consistently built momentum throughout the week, and this was his best day. He's not spectacular in any one aspect, but he's a good blocker. He finds the seam down the middle of the field, and he consistently catches the ball with his hands. I don't think he's a great downfield threat. I don't even think he stands out in any one single aspect, but he's good in all areas. I think he's going to be a very good number two tight end at the next level, probably in that fourth round there, maybe third round. Nick Boyle from Delaware, he's a dominant blocker. He's a solid pass catcher, but he's not very fast. He's almost like a sixth offensive lineman, and we saw it today earlier in practice, basically just taking opposing defensive linemen, removing them, and opening up the running lanes or holding his ground in pass protection. Really did what a small school Division I AA guy has to do here.
In the backfield, a guy that burst onto the scene as a senior in 2014, came down here and had a good week of practice here for the North squad. Minnesota running back David Cobb, you thought he followed it up with a very strong day today.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of good play from the North of running backs earlier in the week. It was Amir Abdullah and then Tyler Varga. Today it was David Cobb's turn, and really a complete day. He was a very good runner, great running vision, instincts, finds the lanes, is able to quickly get through them. Terrific pass catcher out of the backfield. He's not as fast as Amir Abdullah. He's not as explosive as Varga, but he does everything very well, and I think that's going to help him catch on in the middle rounds, be used as a rotational back at the next level.
One defensive player that did stand out today, Ole Miss safety Cody Pruitt. What did you see from him today?
Yeah, made a couple of nice picks, was constantly around the ball, good play against the run. I think the thing with Pruitt is he came in labeled as basically a run-defending safety, best in the box, showed a lot of cover skills today, showed the ability to play the ball. That's going to enhance his draft stock.
Two guys that may not have enhanced their draft stock, two quarterbacks, one on either roster. Tell us about Bryce Petty and Blake Sims.
Yeah, I mean, Bryce Petty came in with a lot of headlines. People were wondering, is he a product of the system? Is he a legitimate NFL quarterback? I think it's the former. He's a product of the system. Really didn't show a big-time arm, had two bad interceptions in the practice today, did not do a good job with his reads. You know, it's a lot different when everyone's spread out. When it's inside tight and you got to play with a tight end and a fullback, it's different, and I don't think Petty reacted well. Blake Sims, you know, he's a good athlete. I just don't know that he's a good quarterback. He's not a good passer. The ball comes out of his hands funny. Sometimes a little bit wobbly. He doesn't put good touch on throws. He's terrific outside the pocket because he's able to use his legs, but I think he's better running the ball than he is throwing it.
All right, well, that's going to do it here from Ladd People Stadium on day three of senior ball practice. Stay tuned for more right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.